whiteness, and we need revolution. Thanks for listening to KBOO. I saw Chris Andre just now. She's getting ready to come in at the top of the hour. We're going out to you at 90.7 FM on our transmitter and KBOO.FM to all the ships at sea.
And good morning. It is KBOO Portland. Your Thursday morning continues at 10:15 with Flashpoints. Dennis Bernstein, your host. Then at 11, it'll be Between the Covers. Today, Jake Vermas speaks to poet Lauren Kemp about her collection 100 Hungers. It tells the overlapping stories of food and ritual, immigration and adaptation, evoking Baghdad in the 1940s. And then at 11:30, the film show presents part one of their direct cinema series, featuring interviews with legendary documentary filmmakers D.A. Pennebaker, Chris Hegedus, and Albert Maisels. That is all coming up at 11:30 right here on The Boo. Stick around, though. Up next, it is Air Cascadia, headlines, interviews, and commentary with Chris Andre. Coming up.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud sponsor of Springtime Carnivore, Thursday, August 31st at McMenamin's Crystal Ballroom in Portland. Springtime Carnivore is a one-woman project led by Greta Morgan that plays fusion of sunshine pop, psychedelica, and folk rock filtered through the lens of indie rock. Again, that's Springtime Carnivore, Thursday, August 31st at 8 p.m. at McMenamin's Crystal Ballroom, 1332 West Burnside Street in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
Good morning, Cascadia. Today is Thursday, August 24th, 2017, and you're listening to KBOO Portland, your community radio, your sanctuary radio, your resistance radio, your whistleblower radio, and of course, your fake news radio at 90.7 FM on the air, KBOO.FM everywhere. Oh, the irony, today's theme. Oh, the irony indeed. Donald Trump, instead of making even the most minimal effort at pretending to govern, instead he's out. What's he up to? What's he think he's doing? What is it? He's out campaigning for re-election at the same time as from virtually everyone else back in government headquarters, back in Washington, D.C., those people are taking a look at the performance and saying he's completely unhinged, he's gone completely undone, and he's out of his mind. So Here we have the spectacle of Donald Trump on the, the campaign trail, and pretty much everybody else figuring that it'll be a surprise if he makes it to the end of the week. So this country is well and truly divided, and no mistake about it. And of course, Trump himself is largely the reason why. And no one has stepped forward. There's no one anywhere in the whole picture who would appear to have the competence to take the reins and carry on. If there were someone, if there were anyone at all who seemed capable of doing this, of fulfilling the role of president, where are they? Mike Pence? Oh, please, don't make me laugh. Everyone is so such the vested interests here on all sides prevent anyone from even considering making their vested interest governing the country, and doing so in the selfless manner that one would hopefully expect from anyone playing the role of a president. And come on, you're only playing a role. There is no more presidency. Trump has effectively destroyed any semblance of norms. So maybe we should elect Norm for president. I'll be the campaign manager. I definitely could pull a Steve Bannon. Yeah, Norm for president. All right, this said, we actually have weather. We got a terrific guest today. Jennifer Nelson of the Reporters Committee for Freedom of the Press is joining us. The Reporters Committee is suing the Justice Department. Get this. They're suing the FBI for records of documentary filmmaker impersonations. And I mean right here, right in Cascadia. Yes, indeed. Yeah. The feds have been pretending, just as Donald Trump perhaps is pretending to be, not pretending to be president, he's pretending to be on the campaign trail. So now we have people impersonating, we have the feds pretending to be documentary filmmakers. Pretty easy to foil that by simply asking them if they know how to operate a video equipment, or for that matter, what other videos have they made, what other documentaries, who else do they know in the world of documentary filmmaking? Name a documentary, just any documentary, doesn't matter which one. So that said, we are very, very happy to welcome Jennifer Nelson, the Reporters Committee for Freedom of the Press, to the KBOO Airwaves, Air Cascadia. Jennifer, good morning, and thanks for being with us today.
Good morning. I'm happy to be here.
This is such an incredible setup, and who better than the Bundys to be the celebrity players in this entire whole thing, and so many other situations across the country. The feds do quite a bit of impersonating all sorts of they impersonate, of course, radical terrorists bent upon radicalizing unknowing unsuspecting innocent people, like Mohammed Muhammad here, who got conned into thinking he had a van full of explosives and a Christmas tree, and he was going to put them together, and what have you got? Bibbidi-bobbidi-boo, right? Well, now this business of impersonating documentary filmmakers, and that the fact that the Reporters Committee would have to actually sue to address the situation instead of just saying, hey, guys, come on. Really? Really? You know? Can you describe first what the FBI actually did here to get itself in trouble?
Absolutely. So this was widely reported by the media a few months back. Mm-hmm. This all stems, as you mentioned, from the 2014 standoff between the government and Cliven Bundy. And during the trial of one of Bundy's counterparts this past spring, an FBI agent testified that the FBI had actually impersonated a documentary film company, which it called itself Longbow Productions, during its investigation in order to interview suspects during its investigation.
So what is Longbow Productions produced? What kind of credentials did they present?
Well, yep, that's a very interesting question. You know, they set up their own website. They had professional credentials made, including business cards, and so they did a fair amount so that if someone was perhaps Googling Longbow Productions, something would come up, and it would sort of lend an air of authenticity to their company.
Yes. So this didn't have no. There was no authenticity here, operative at all. What other instances do you know of in which the feds have attempted to become a documentary film company?
You know, we actually don't know how often this occurs, and that is a main reason why we submitted this Freedom of Information request to the FBI and the Department of Justice to get more information, not just about this one instance, but other instances in which the FBI is impersonating documentary filmmakers or other journalists during their investigations. We do know of one other situation in 2007 in which the FBI posed as an Associated Press journalist in order to send surveillance software to the computer of a juvenile suspected of sending bomb threats to his high school. So we do know that it has happened before. We just don't know how often or how widespread it is.
I picture this would be make a great film festival, documentaries made by the feds. I can absolutely see that they could put Langley, Virginia on the map by holding their festival there. I find this so extraordinary, and yet it is so perfectly in line with everything else generated by the Trump administration, though I suspect this has probably been going on for a while. So what were their plans? How did they plan to use information gleaned from this, what should we call it, production, I suppose?
Right. Well, you know, no documentary was actually made, but they did use the footage from these purported interviews during the trial of one of Bundy's counterparts this past spring. So it was presented in court as evidence against him.
Oh, we had all kinds of report. We had coverage of this out here, of course. But it still baffles me. How were they able legally to use footage obtained in this manner at a trial? No one so far has been able to explain that to my satisfaction anyway. I don't know, maybe other people have enjoyed the stories, but I don't. I don't think it should be. If it's not illegal, then it should be.
It is definitely an interesting legal issue, and you know, I don't know the specifics about the trial and how it went, but I'm sure that it was argued back and forth in court.
And, of course, as far as influencing a jury, I doubt very, very much that anything like it could be produced as a defense. It just seems such a. I was very interested to see that the Reporters Committee was taking this to court, was going to sue over it, because everything about this seemed so improbable. And even fantastical. And then if a documentary ever could said to be a spectacle, sure, this is a spectacle, all right. Have you seen the footage that they managed that Longbow produced?
I have not seen the footage. I do know that there was a story written by The Intercept that was published recently, and I do believe that they were able to obtain a small amount of the footage, but I have not seen the footage in a large portion.
I wonder, if you know any notion of what their defense would be. Is this, in other words, was this the only way of obtaining the information they were seeking, or was this just again spectacle? The whole business is fascinates me because we're right here at ground zero. This is pretty much the region where all of this took place, and yet there's no explanation for any of it that I can see.
It's interesting, and you know, we at the Reporters Committee, we think that this is an important issue. If the FBI is impersonating journalists on a wide scale, it has the potential to diminish the trust that we place in the press. So we want sources to be forthcoming with journalists. There's a trust that must be built in that type of relationship, and if a source can't trust that the journalist isn't, you know, an undercover agent, they could be less likely to speak out at all.
Or go see a documentary. It's hard enough to get people to go see documentaries, and now this. That's part of it. And also, at the same time, when journalists are being reviled left, right, and center by no less than the president himself. I want to thank you very much. Is there anything, any point in particular, or question that you want to leave listeners with?
No, you know, I appreciate your time, and I think that's important for people to know about this case and about this, you know, about this situation. It's important.
Thank you so much, Jennifer. We are so happy to have you on the show today. We want to follow along with this and see really where it leads. It's the Bundy story in itself is so extraordinary that this is only. This makes perfect sense in a way in that world. Thank you so much again. My guest has been Jennifer Nelson with the Reporters Committee for Freedom of the Press, currently suing the Justice Department and the FBI for records of documentary filmmaker impersonations. This has been a Cascadia for Thursday, August 24th, and engineering for us today. Rock Bergeron, thanks, Rock. Derek Crooks is our AM News Public Affairs Director. I'm Chris Andre. Get the facts, know your rights. Take a stand and make a documentary about it. Stay tuned.